Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. Victims' families, politicians, and first responders gathered at the Indiana State Fair this morning to remember those who lost their lives this weekend. Five people died and dozens more injured, but that number could have been higher but for spectators who turned into heroes. A burst of wind tore through the stage at the Indiana State Fair Saturday night and left behind a trail of devastation. As the stage crashed down, people rushed in to lift scaffolding off of others. Junie Bird's son Nathan was running the spotlight at the top of the stage. He died in the collapse.
Sometimes he worked long hours on his job. Sometimes I wondered how he did it, because sometimes he worked all day and all night. You know, but I guess some jobs require that.
Although the fair is open today, the investigation of the stage collapse continues. State police say that investigation could take weeks or even months to complete. A new letter and poster have been posted by the parents of missing IU student. As students head back to the Bloomington campus, Robert and Charlene Spear are hoping for new information about their missing daughter, Lauren, calling the silence deafening. Lauren has been missing since June 3rd after spending a night out with friends. Indiana Secretary of State Charlie White will have to wait a bit longer for his day in court. Attorney Carl Brizzi tells the Indianapolis Star White's trial has been postponed until January 30th. The outpouring of support for victims of the Indiana State stage collapse continues with donations of money. The fair created a special fund Monday after donations started coming in. Right now, sun and clouds and 81 degrees for WFYI News.